you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and I wanted to start off this episode discussing the benefits of inversion table therapy. Now, the reason why this is on my mind and why I did some research on this is because my family bought an inversion table. And if you don't know what an inversion table is, it's an apparatus where basically, and I just tried it this past week, so I'm getting to know and understand the benefits of inversion tables, and I'm trying it for myself, and I do actually kind of enjoy it. I'm not going to lie. Well, first off, let me explain to you what it is. So if you don't know what an inversion table is, you basically hang from, it's a table. It's kind of like a flat chair. So like imagine, I guess the best way for me to describe it is to imagine a bench press bench. So you know how like you can lay down on it. It's kind of like the shape of an ironing board. And so there's a place for your head to rest and you lay on your back. And then you are laying down typically on a bench press bench. You lay horizontally, right? And then you have your feet on either side of the bench and you do your exercises, okay? But with the inversion table, so you kind of have like this ironing board shaped table, but you're not laying down horizontally. You almost are standing up. And so you put your feet into it because you're going to hang by your feet. And so, but the way that it's designed is that you just slip your feet onto the table and it has like the guard so that your feet don't slip. And then you just lay down and on either side of the table is handrails. You're not completely vertically up and down, but you're kind of like at a, maybe like a, at like an angle. So you're not directly vertical. You're not, perpendicular, directly perpendicular to the ground. And so you lay back and as you use both your body, and like the weight of your body to push back, to lean back. So imagine like you're leaning back in a chair, but you keep leaning back until, and then slowly your feet begin to, you know, rise up above your head as well. And you kind of just lean back. And I'm not going to lie, when I first tried this, my mom was watching me and I was really nervous. And she, of course, demonstrated the entire process to me first. And I'm sure you can look this up on YouTube as well. Look up videos on how to use an inversion table correctly. And she demonstrated it to me first. And I was like getting kind of apprehensive just watching her because I enjoy roller coasters, but then I don't. All at the same time. But, and so it kind of reminded me of that because you're going to be hanging upside down. You're inverted. Your feet are going to be straight up in the air and your head is going to be facing towards the ground. It's going to be really close to the ground. So you're inverted. And when you start off, you don't have to necessarily go completely upside down. You could kind of gradually work to that inversion. It's really cool because there surprisingly are a lot of benefits with hanging upside down. Now, if you take any like bar classes or you do, or certain gyms have this too, they have like the hanging bar, where up against the wall, you can hang where, you hang from a bar where you grab onto it above your head and you just hang. Your body just hangs there and it kind of stretches out your body and it feels really good. And it sounds weird, but it surprisingly it does. And so it's kind of, to me, when I was thinking about it, I was like, okay, it's kind of like that same idea of stretching your body, but upside down. And so I was like, okay, like It makes sense because you're going to be stretching and you can, you, and to me, I thought it was a really good idea because I have shared before in previous episodes that I've recently had foot surgery on both my feet. So I was like, well, this will be kind of nice to just take a few minutes off my feet and to have my feet up, literally up. And so I did some more research on this because my family originally bought the inversion table because my dad has been dealing with a lot of back pain, and he was in a car accident and really hurt his back, and he's actually ultimately going to have back surgery in a few weeks. And so my mom bought this inversion table, one for the use of all the family, every member of the family, but most importantly, because she wanted my dad to try this. Now, first and foremost, of course, you must always do your research when using any kind of medical device or any kind of exercise equipment. You have to make sure that you use it properly. You have to make sure that you set it up properly, especially if you are going to be using some equipment at home where you buy it and you set it up yourself. You have to make sure that you do follow the directions. Like, it may look like it's correct, but if you don't follow the directions completely, you may miss a step. Like, for instance, on my inversion table, there's a bar underneath to where it prohibits you from swinging completely all the way back and like swinging in a full circle. Okay, so it does stop you. And then there's also another latch that when the inversion table is not in use, that it keeps it locked so you don't have to worry about it bouncing back and forth like a teeter-totter. And then also with the inversion table, part of the instructions is that you have to make sure that you have it at the proper height. And so you have to sometimes adjust the height of the table according to your height, your actual height. So my mom, she's 5'10 and I'm 5'9, but still you want to make sure that you adjust it, even though 5'9 and 5'10, there's not that much of a difference. We think it does play an important role when using equipment. And of course, if you are not sure how to use equipment, like I said, you can look up things on YouTube, but it's always best to reference and ask a professional, whatever, whether it's a medical professional or a personal trainer or whatever may have you. So when my dad, he did try to do this, it was too painful for his back, because his back, like I said, is at a level to where he actually has to have surgery. So I wanted to give you guys some of the benefits of using an inversion table for inversion therapy. And it can be kind of daunting at first, because like I said, we think of it as being abnormal to have our head and our feet up, you know, and people always say, well, be careful because you don't want to get lightheaded and things like that. But there are some benefits. Now, one really interesting and kind of more forward in thinking when of inversion tables is back pain. And it does help alleviate back pain, such as herniated disc pain, sciatic nerve pain. You might feel some relief from pain associated with scoliosis. It also helps realign your spine after workouts. So depending on your training and depending on how you work out and how much you work out and the different, depending on your body type, you may need to realign your spine after working out. And so that does help with that. It also helps improve your posture, which I think is really cool. It also does, which I thought was interesting and what I kind of wanted to get into, was it's supposedly, there has been some research on this. Now, like I said, I just started doing this and I've only done it once thus far. And that was 2 days ago when I did this. And so I'm still fairly unfamiliar with this as well. And I'm kind of like a newbie. And so I'm learning about it. But when I was doing research, it was saying things like it improves circulation and heart function. It boosts your mood. So like if you suffer and experience depression and mood swings, it helps keep you alert. It also improves your sleep quality. It decreases fatigue and increases energy and things like that. So I wanted to get into that as well. And it also says it will help aid in digestion and boosts the immune system. I know that we've been talking about that a lot in recent episodes, is working on building our immune system and making sure it's healthy and strong. So I will get into some of the benefits when we come back from this break. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. We will be right back.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and we are still continuing this talk about the benefits of inversion tables. Now, one of the things that I thought was really interesting was when doing research on inversion tables was that it'll help with your circulation and your heart function. So basically, when you are upside down, when you're inverted, the blood is able to rush, as we know, and we're taught when you hang upside down and things like that, the blood rushes to your head and it rushes through the extremities of your body in a different fashion because now you're upside down. So basically it is rushing the blood towards your heart. So now it helps with the circulation because your heart doesn't have to work as hard to pump. The blood is rushing to it versus away from it because of the fact that your feet are above your head now. And so that's one really cool thing that I thought was a way to switch up the circulation within your body. And also to some people even say it's really good to give your heart a break and that this is one good way to do that. As well as for me, I like it because it comes to my feet and things like that post-surgery and my feet are doing very well. They have healed great, but I still sometimes go to sleep with the like a pillow wedge under my feet to keep my feet elevated above my heart at night when I sleep, just to help with some of that inflammation at night. This is another method of that, of having my feet up. So that's one benefit that I noticed and that I enjoyed, was having a lot of the inflammation kind of go down because I no longer, for just that time, the pressure was not focused and centralized on my feet. And then there's another, like I did mention about realigning your spine after workouts. And basically with that, what is happening is that after your workout, when you're upside down, it's the decompression of your spine, because your spine is always so compressed. It's so that decompression of your spine will help realign all of the vertebrae and everything that's within your spine to realign it, which is also very, very good. And so it does speed up the workout, your recovery after a workout. It helps to improve your sleep quality. Now, I did this right before I went to sleep, and it helps you feel more relaxed. And it's kind of hard to explain how that is. And it does have to do with the increased improvement in your circulation, as well as more oxygen and things is now circulating throughout your body as well. And the fact that it helps eliminate toxins through your lymphatic system. So it does help you go to sleep a little bit better. It improves your sleep quality, which I thought was really good, which I didn't actually notice, is that I felt like a little bit more relaxed after. Now, it could have been, I agree, it could have been just the fact that a lot of that pressure, because I do know for myself as an individual, my body seems, it's really hard to explain. And perhaps if you've ever had to go through a surgery or rehab a certain part of your body, especially your feet. When my feet are tired and fatigued because I've been working all day or out and about all day, the rest of my body becomes fatigued. And there's even times when, because my feet are so swollen or just so tired, they don't hurt, they're just tired, that I'm physically drained and my whole body is drained and things like that. And so I did notice that because a lot of that pressure was relieved off my feet after doing my inversion therapy, that I had an easier time falling asleep because I felt that my feet were not throbbing and that my feet were not going to be swollen. Because there are times it's weird, because there's times when I'm going to sleep and I can tell that my feet are going to be swollen in the morning. And, you know, hopefully that will pass. That's going to be how my recovery is for quite some time. Other than that, there are some other things that I wanted to touch on that are some benefits of inversion therapy are, supposedly some people have said that it does help with depression and mood swings. Now, I think that this may be similar to doing inversion yoga, because it circulates the system. The circulation system within your body is getting get improved. There's an increase in the improvement of endorphins in circulating throughout your body as well. So there isn't anything directly, no, there aren't any studies directly linked with it. And of course, it's going to vary depending on the severity of your mood swings and your depression, as well as for each individual. But like I said, it does calm you down. Like, that was one thing that I did notice, is that I felt a lot more calm. At first, I was really apprehensive and I was nervous to do it because it was my first time doing it, and it just looked kind of weird. And I was really afraid that I was going to slip through. But you can't. If everything is set up correctly and if you follow the instructions of the inversion table properly, you really cannot get hurt unless it's an accident, a true accident. And so after I got past that initial 15, 20 seconds of like kind of freaking out because I'm upside down and just relaxing, and just letting your body just hang, it was really quite comfortable and it was really quite calming. And it could be due to the fact that the blood is pumping differently. It could be due to the fact that blood is rushing to my brain, because you do feel a little bit of lightheadedness sometimes as well from hanging upside down. But I didn't feel as lightheaded as my mom had mentioned that she was feeling. So my mom couldn't do it as long as I could, because her head kind of felt really dizzy. And so for her, she doesn't always do completely upside down. She kind of does it at an angle, and she's going to gradually get to the point where she can do it upside down. And that's the other thing, is that not everybody can automatically just whoom, hang upside down and things like that. It has to do with you as an individual. So we are going to cut it to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to hop off this inversion table. But that's another thing, that if you have not tried it, or if you have tried it, I would love to hear about your experience. You can find me on Twitter as well as on Facebook. I would love to hear about it, because like I said, so far so good. I enjoy it. My mom is also enjoying it. My dad, not so much, but because of his back pain, perhaps after his surgery, he's going to definitely have to talk to his physician and his surgeon afterwards in regards to trying this inversion therapy. But so far, 2 out of 3 of us, we enjoy it. And so I want to know how you guys enjoy it. I want to know how long you guys hang upside down. Have you built up like stamina and tolerance for hanging upside down and things like that? I do want to hear about it. So of course, like I said, Twitter and Facebook, I would love to hear about it, but we are going to cut it to a quick break. And when I come back, I want to discuss how technology and even paint is working to make our workouts cleaner. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. Now, I wanted to end this episode discussing some technology to help us be a little bit more clean when we work out. Now, I'm the type of person, when I go to the gym or just in general, like just in life in general, I like to keep hand sanitizer with me. I also like to use like little wipies, like Clorox wipes when I get to work. I like to use little wipies in the car. I really appreciate the fact that now at some grocery stores and things like that, they have the wipes next to the carts and the shopping baskets so that you can wipe down the handles and what have you. I really do appreciate that. And so I'm just one of those people that is always worried about germs and bacteria, and so much so that people that I know around me, loved ones, would tell me that I would probably make myself more sick because I was not building up my immune system to anything. I wasn't allowing any germs around me, which, I mean, may have some truth to that. But anyways, you know, researchers and developers are coming up with new ways to keep us not only more clean, but to help keep us healthier. And so one thing, there's one that's kind of like really, really cool that I'm excited to share with you guys, but I'm going to wait and hold that one off. So when we go to the gym, for the most part, the goal is to sweat. And sometimes some people, I'm not going to lie, there are some people that look kind of cute, like when they're working out and things like that. I'm not one of them. I just get like super duper sweaty. My face is just like red. It's not a cute sight. And others, you know, we all see them. I'm included there. I am a sweaty person, especially when I work out. So, you know, people have like the sweat on their shirts or on their back when they're working out, all that. So when I do go to the gym and things, I always spray down before and after I use the gym equipment, which, hello people, is just natural and, well, just normal gym etiquette. That's why they have the towels and the paper towels and the spray for you to spray things down after you use them. But I digress. And that just helps everybody, just because, you know, there's lots of icky things that can get spread by, one, the fact that you're so warm. That's a breeding ground, and moist. So if you are a person that goes to the sauna, you do hot yoga, that's kind of one of the reasons why I'm kind of nervous to do hot yoga. But again, that's something different. So they are developing moisture wicking clothes. Now, you may have heard about this. There are some already out on the market that promises to whisk away the sweat from your body to help you cool down or whatever. But this is kind of a cool thing, is that because the moisture is getting wicked to your clothing and not just getting saturated, and your clothing isn't just getting saturated with the sweat, that it supposedly, the idea behind this is that your sweat will evaporate quicker so that you're not drenched in sweat. Because you know how sometimes after you work out, this happens to me, when you get done working out and like your shirt is literally like, perhaps you came in there with a baby blue shirt and now it's navy because it's just like drenched in sweat and things like that. So that's one thing that helps, because then it does draw the moisture away from your body, and it also helps to make you just like less uncomfortable because you're not as moist. So that is one thing that has come up. And then also actually clothing material, like so textiles, so having your clothes made out of certain textiles and fabrics that will actually not only be I take that back, because I'm not sure if these are also going to be in conjoined with moisture wicking fabrics, but they are trying to develop certain clothing items that have products that are actually infused or embedded within the fabric that will kill certain types of bacteria. And which is kind of like a cool thing, because then if you do have certain germs or bacteria or whatever, or somebody, depending on like what kind of workouts that you do and things like that, that may be close quarters, maybe you are a boxer, maybe you're a wrestler, whatever it may have you, or maybe you're just like a regular yoga and Pilates type person, but you know, when you lay down on the floor, because I used to work at a bar studio, and there are some exercises that you have to do where you are, you're laying on the mat on the ground. And I know for a fact that I always clean those mats, but not every place and things like that are as diligent about being clean like the way I am. So anyway, so these clothes will actually be embedded with certain products that are not harmful to us, but will actually kill certain bacteria. And they are also toying with the idea of products being infused that will, you know, eat at and eliminate odor causing bacteria. So, which would be kind of cool, because then for us people that smell when we work out, maybe not too much of a big deal, or maybe it'll help ease some of that body scent that some of us have to deal with, which I mean is fine. It's whatever. Like, I don't think people should really be too worried about what they smell like and how they look when they're working out. It's all about the workout, and it's all about doing the best that you can and bettering yourself. But you know, these are little things that are important to some people. And like I said, having materials, workout materials and workout clothing that and perhaps I would even like to have different other fabrics, so towels and socks that can be bacteria and germ eliminating as well. Because, you know, some people who work out a lot or wear tennis shoes a lot and have socks on all day and sweat all day, you are at risk for like athlete's foot. And so I believe that having clothing and different other fabrics and textiles, having these products embedded. Now, I don't know, because I guess the other thing kind of that you have to think about is how long will the product last? Because how many washes? You know what I'm saying? Because is it just for forever? Or does it wear off eventually? Do you have to just wash it in cold and hang dry? I don't know. So that's another thing that I'm kind of interested in. But like I said, having it infused perhaps within socks as well as in towels and washcloths, because sometimes when you're working out and you like wipe your forehead of sweat and then you put it down on the bench press and then you're working out and things like that, like that's a transfer of germs, just that in itself. But anyway, so the other cool thing that I wanted to share with you guys that is coming out, which I thought was actually going to be really, really cool and that I think should be used everywhere where people work out, such as gyms, in just locker rooms, middle school, high school gyms, everywhere where people are like sweating a lot, is and this is coming out with the makers of this product is Sherwin-Williams. So it's actually a paint that will kill certain types of strains of bacteria, which honestly is kind of a cool idea, because, you know, I can think of, you know, people touch the wall and things like that, or things get leaned up against the wall, sweat splatters on the wall. I don't know. Like, I don't know what kind of workouts you guys do, but I used to do kickboxing. I used to play basketball. I did bar. I did row. Like, I've tried a variety of different athletic activities to stay in shape and things like that. And I can totally see, like, if you're playing basketball and you're running, and there's so many times when like you lean against the side of the gym, like when you're waiting for it to be your turn to do the next drill and things like that. Or if it's your turn in the pickup game, how everybody sits up against the wall and things like that. So I can see why this makes a lot of sense. And people like lean their head, and sometimes guys and some girls too, but mostly it's the guys when they take their shirts off and they're all sweating and they're leaning against the wall. And it's like, dude, that's nasty. But anyways, so this product by this paint, excuse me, by Sherwin-Williams, the idea behind it is that it will actually kill, and you can go pick this up actually right now. Like, you can go get it. So you could have it in your home or your garage, wherever it is, your office, I don't know, that it kills 99.9% of certain types of bacteria. So Staph, E. coli, with an E. coli within 2 hours of exposure. So that's actually pretty quick. I mean, considering that it's just a paint. And the thing is that it could continue killing bacteria for up to 4 years, which is amazing to me, because I was just talking about how long certain products will last when it comes to their killing bacteria powers. And so it's good to know that if you maintain the services and things like that, and I'm sure it does come with instructions on how to apply the paint, when to reapply the paint, but that it can last for up to 4 years after its initial application. So that's another cool thing that I think will definitely make a difference that we will see throughout the next few years, as facilities are always updating. And, you know, there's nothing worse than getting an infection, like whether it's staph or ringworm. There's a variety of things that you can get when you're working out and sharing equipment. Even if you just have your workout equipment in your apartment complex, there's a lot of people that use that equipment as well, or inside your home. You know, you're always putting yourself at risk when you're getting really hot and sweaty and working out. So I just wanted to share some of those things with you guys because I thought that that was a really cool idea. I really like the idea of bacteria killing paint. I think that that's really practical and I think it's easy. And I think that that's another element that hopefully we will see other companies adopt as well. So that's actually going to do it for this episode of the Health and Wellness Podcast. You can listen to this episode again, as well as any future or previous episodes, on our network website. That's gsmcpodcast.com, as well as on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. This was a lot of fun. If you guys have any questions or concerns, I want to hear about it. Twitter and Facebook. I'll talk to you guys next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.